This is Brian Hill, and you're listening to The Night Nerd.
Welcome to The Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Friday, and we're going to talk about what you want to talk about. All week, we've been celebrating astronauts. It was Neil Armstrong's birthday back on the 5th, and we've just been talking about how amazing astronauts are and everything. And if you've been paying any attention at all, you've probably picked up that I'm a big fan of astronauts. I think it's really, really cool. And when I was a kid, you know, I loved astronaut stuff also. And I've gotten some people say the same thing, you know, that they had fun and it made them rekindle their love for wanting to be an astronaut and space and everything. And it's true, you know, that is something that when I was younger, you know, maybe not quite as much as it was in the 60s and 70s, but in the 80s, it, you know, wanting to grow up and be an astronaut was something kids still did, and it was a lot of fun. And I remember when I was younger, so there's this town, Ruidoso, New Mexico, that we went to all the time. We still do. It's only about 4 hours away from my hometown, and it's in the mountains, real pretty, real nice. They have casinos too, so when I got older, that was a lot of fun. But not too far from there was a place called, a city called Alamogordo, and that is where they did some of the atomic bomb testing back in the day, and they a lot of science-y stuff goes on there. Well, and in that town, they have the New Mexico Museum of Space History, which is really cool. Now, in Texas, you know, down in Houston, we have an amazing, amazing space museum and stuff, but I remember going to this place, and it was 4 or 5 stories, lots of things going on, and they had, you know, life-size recreations of different modules and ships and space stations and all sorts of stuff. And you could, you know, being a little kid, you could go and crawl in there and get on them. The museums in my hometown, and we have a place called the Science Spectrum that is like interactive science, but it's still kind of lame, like it doesn't have a whole lot. So we didn't have a whole lot of stuff in the hometown. So going to the New Mexico Museum of Space History was really cool. And I mean, just, I feel bad. I drug my family there like every single year. And they had a giant like planetarium, an IMAX screen that they had, all sorts of documentaries that they showed and things about space flight. You could explore the planets. I mean, all sorts of things. There's a Space Hall of Fame that they work with, and just really, it's just really cool. And I would always, they had a souvenir shop because everything has souvenir shops. And one time they had astronaut food or space food. I forgot what they called it, but it was the like dehydrated packs that the astronauts take up and what they actually eat in space. And I remember thinking that was so cool. And I just had to have some of that. And everybody warned me, they're like, hey, it's going to be kind of gross. I was like, oh, I don't care. I don't care. It's what astronauts eat. I want to be an astronaut. So I'm, you know, I'm a little kid, like single digit age and stuff. So I didn't care. I just wanted it. And, one of the things I got, I'll never forget, was the Napoleon ice cream. You know, it's pink and white and chocolate. It was a sandwich. And to this day, I have tasted fewer things that were grosser than that. And that kind of put a damper on my dreams of wanting to be an astronaut. Because I was like, oh my gosh, this food is really gross. But, you know, I still loved all of it. And, yeah, it's just been really, really awesome to just think about everything. And I know, like I said, I know a lot of people out there are the same way. And, you know, growing up, I had star charts and planet posters and all sorts of stuff. And even today, like on your smartphone, there's an app called Skyview Free. Highly recommend it. I mean, they don't know who I am. We're not, this isn't a paid endorsement or anything. This is just something that's really cool. You can download it and you just hold your phone up to the sky and it points out constellations and planets and everything like that. And it's just so, so cool. And I, you know, my friends and I, we'll sit around like when we have cookouts and just look up the sky and look at things. We're nerds, but it's okay. I recommend everybody download that just because it is a whole heck of a lot of fun. And, you know, it helps relight that passion. That passion that Neil Armstrong put in so many kids across the world. You know, I talked this week a lot about how he's an American hero and, you know, one of the greatest Americans. But he's a citizen of the world, you know. He's the first person to step on the moon. And it's, you know, he's one of the most important people in history. And after learning more about him over the years and recently too, you know, seemed like he was pretty much just a good person all around. And, you know, all this stuff we talked about, like that he did with the Boy Scouts and teaching and helping people and just always wanting to make the world a better place and bring people together. And I think that's one of the reasons, you know, he is somebody that we can all look up to. I got a few people talking about fake moon landings and stuff. Personally, I think we did go to the moon. I mean, one of my best friends thinks we didn't, but you know, that's whatever you believe, that's what you believe, but that's what I believe. And so is what it is. I wanted to focus today more on that positive, you know, that positive note that was bringing people together. And because at that time when he landed on the moon, you know, that was like Cold War times, but they left a package on the moon that was a memorial to not only the American astronauts that had died in the Apollo 1 fire, but some of the cosmonauts from Russia that had died in various accidents and things. And yeah, that's, you know, that's something that it brings people together. And I don't know. So yeah, if I wasn't like old and out of shape now, I still want to be an astronaut, but it's definitely not feasible. So I really hope somebody gets commercial space travel up and going, because that would be, it'd be really cool. And a lot of that is thanks to Neil Armstrong. So yeah, he's a hero of mine and always will be. But let me know, do you look up to him? You can let us know, you know, some of your favorite space experience. If you have any cool I Want to Be an Astronaut stories, I would love to hear them. You can post them either here on SoundCloud or on our Facebook. Just look for The Night Nerd. You can email me, you know, if you just want to talk about it. You can email nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. And I'd love to hear from everybody. So, but that's going to be it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time.